Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning.
Well, gentlemen, tomorrow is Turkey Day.
We should talk about a game plan for Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Oh, I say we spend every dime we have on Halloween, and then we have nothing to be thankful for or buy gifts with.
Why should I give thanks on Thanksgiving? What have I got to be thankful for?
Happy Thanksgiving, pilgrims.
I got a lot to be thankful for this Thanksgiving.
Football, turkey, eat, sleep, repeat.
Happy Thanksgiving.
It's showtime.
Boston's greatest hits. 105.7 WROR. Here's Lauren and Wally.
Good morning, everybody.
I'm so happy because Wednesday is a Friday this week.
It is.
The best
it really is.
Week ever.
Okay, Brian, we got a lot of stuff coming up on the show today.
Yep, let's get it over with.
That's right. Okay, because there's a lot of turkey to be eaten. And as we always say, Thanksgiving Day, eat as much as you possibly can. Okay, so we got Bob Ryan, special Friday report with Bob. A special Thursday report on Wednesday with Bob Ryan.
Feels like a Friday.
Yeah, this feels like a Friday.
Okay, it's coming up at 7:25 this morning. We're going to help you get ready with Black Friday. Shopping. We need Black Friday shopping experts. People who know the whole drill.
Yeah, okay? Gear up for this.
Yeah.
They have tricks and hacks and all that stuff, and I don't get it, but I need help. So that's what's, I'm excited.
A lot of people on the roads this morning.
Yes.
So early. Did you guys notice it? I mean, coming 93 southbound, boy, there are a lot more people than
you. I feel like locally there were. Like a lot of people like at the lights when I was blowing through it. I had to watch out this morning.
I was really shocked last night. I went out to dinner last night and every place was packed.
Well, that's because nobody wants to cook day tomorrow, and they're, like, taking the night off.
I know. I'm getting town spa tonight, hopefully.
You are?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, nice. Yeah.
And be careful when you step out the door, because I almost slipped right down my front steps.
You did? Why?
Ice.
Why do you think?
It could have been leaves. You could have tripped over something. I'm asking the question.
Because there was precipitation last night, and then it got cold.
Maybe a possum.
Where are you from?
A possum barfed on his step. And, those things can happen.
It was slippery with possum bark.
That's right. Okay, we have Dirty Laundry coming up at 7:45 this morning. What are you coming in Dirty Laundry?
I don't know. I don't know yet.
Okay, so there's virtually no preparation
it's
for the show.
Not that we're
today,
not going to try hard today.
We're just not going to try at all.
We're just going to get through the day today, okay?
I got to tell you about my near kidnap. I was almost kidnapped yesterday.
Oh, we need to discuss.
This is an amazing story.
The
near kidnapping of Hank yesterday.
My family was thrilled there for a little while when they thought I'd be missing.
Right here on the Lauren and Wally.
Brought you back.
Stick around.
105.7 WROR. The Lauren and Wally Show. This is Grand in 60 Seconds.
Don't you think it's about time we got rid of some of these $1,000 bills we have laying around the studio here?
They're all from Century Bank.
I know you are. As a matter of fact, you might be just a little bit too stingy. I'm glad you're going to. You going to back off a little bit today?
Maybe.
Let's meet our player who's ready to play the game. This guy's a guy who's in the marketing game. His name is Ben Amerolt. He's from Salem, Massachusetts. Good morning, Ben. How you doing today?
Good, guys. How are you?
Great, thank you.
Oh, he sounds confident.
Well, welcome to the Lorna Wally Morning Show. So, you all set for Thanksgiving?
I think so.
Okay. Are you all set to win $1,000 in cash?
Let's hope so.
The is going to ask you 10 questions in 60 seconds. You get all 10 of them right, we give you $1,000 in Century Bank. Remember, you can pass it any time. You have time left at the end. We come back, pick them up, you get them all right. Bingo. You got the $1,000 in cash. So everybody says they're ready, so let's do this thing. Ladies and gentlemen, let's play Win a Grand in 60 seconds.
Things fall when you drop them because of what?
Gravity.
If you freeze water, you get?
Ice.
Ray Kroc was the corporate founder of what?
Pass.
Who was Drew Barrymore's godfather?
Pass.
Name one of the towns now selling marijuana in Massachusetts.
Northampton.
Oh, I knew that.
Who did Forbes magazine name 2018's highest paid female musical artist?
Pass.
This Food Network chef's catchphrase is, how easy is that?
Pass.
Okay. What character said, beware the Ides of March in Shakespeare's Julius Caesar?
The soothsayer.
Name the world's largest ocean.
Pacific.
Where did the Olympic Games originate?
Greece.
Ray Kroc was the corporate founder of what?
Uber.
Who was Drew Barrymore's godfather?
She's...
Good job, you had five right. You missed one, and then you passed on the balance, so we'll bring you up to speed on all of
We know that you like sitting around smoking weed and reading Shakespeare.
See, it is an insight into a person. What questions didn't you know on this game? You can put on your Tinder. Anyway, Ray Kroc was the corporate founder of McDonald's. Steven Spielberg is Drew Barrymore's godfather. Katy Perry is Forbes magazine's 2018's highest paid female musical artist. The person on the Food Network who says, how easy is that, is Ina Garten or the Barefoot Contessa. And the rest of them you got.
Good job. You got six. That was good.
That's really good. Hey, this was a hard one.
We have a really, really great consolation prize for you today. Here, this is a copy of the Eagles' Legacy 15 LP vinyl box set. That's right. There are 15 LPs in this vinyl box set. This is an amazing collection.
Cool.
Everything the Eagles have ever done. It's in stores now. It's courtesy of Electra Asylum. You're going to get this, a real collector's item for you, so enjoy that. Have yourself a great Thanksgiving, and thanks for being a member of the nation. We really appreciate it.
All right, thanks, guys.
Great job.
Fine job. Hey, everybody, if you think you got it, what it takes, can you win a grand in 60 seconds? $1,000 in cash waiting for you from Century Bank. But you got to log in and apply to get a chance to do it. All you do is log on to WROR.com.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
So now let's go ahead and get your early men for Main Air, buddy. Here we go.
Welcome to another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. As today's action-packed drama begins, Ephus is doing a little grocery shopping in Bangor's newest combination grocery store and barber shop, the Stop and Shave, when he accidentally bumps into another customer with his shopping cart, and we hear...
Oh, excuse me.
Oh, I'm sorry. I wasn't paying attention. I'm looking around for my wife.
Well, matter of fact, I'm looking around for my wife, too.
Oh, well, maybe we should team up and help each other out. What's your wife look like?
Well, she's 19 years old. She's a stripper girl, dances topless down at Mark's Showplace every Friday night. Oh, my God, she has enormous breasts. A fine rear end, it would bring a tear to a man's eye. What's your wife look like?
Oh, forget about her. We'll just go looking for yours.
Oh, God.
Thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men Right here on the Lorne and Wally Morning Show.
The Lorne and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
It is time
that is good stuff.
For
it
the
is.
Spinning of the wheel of meat.
Very exciting.
So we got a gentleman from Saugus, Massachusetts on the line this morning. His name is Cricket. Hey, Cricket,
hey,
how you doing
Cricket.
This morning?
Hey, good morning. Happy Thanksgiving, guys.
Happy Thanksgiving to you, Cricket. Now you realize that this is a rare opportunity for you to actually spin the legendary wheel of meat. Thanks to our friends at McKinnon's. Oh, it's just incredible. Our friends at McKinnon's Market and Super Butcher Shop. By the way, everybody, you can call to order your farm-fresh turkey from McKinnon's or pick up a frozen turkey for just 49 cents a pound. And remember, McKinnon's has you covered for Thanksgiving this year with much more than just turkey. Although they got wines, they got eggnog, they got all that stuff. And remember what they always say at McKinnon's, our fresh turkeys are so fresh, they're still twitching when you put them in the oven.
Oh, my God.
So, maybe they don't really
I don't know if they've signed off on that.
They haven't signed off on that?
I thought it was
a good slogan.
Yeah, no, I know.
Okay, so now let's welcome our wheel spinner this morning, PJ the Eternal Intern, is in the studio this morning. Good morning, PJ the Eternal Intern.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Na-na-na-na.
Okay, now, PJ, could you please go ahead and run through some of the meats available on the wheel of meat this morning?
All right, we've got a 5-pound beef tenderloin roast. We've got 8.5 pounds of veal cutlets, and we've got 16.5 pounds of chicken wings this morning.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
Wow.
And don't forget the ever-present 100-pound turkey.
Yes.
Okay, so now, remember, your job, Cricket, is simply to tell her, 3, 2, 1, spin. She'll spin the wheel. She'll give it a vigorous spin, and round and round she goes, and where she lands, only the meat fairy knows. So are you ready? Go ahead and get her going.
All right. You ready, PJ?
I'm ready.
All right. 3, 2, 1, spin.
Oh, boy.
Very good.
Spin.
Very strong spin.
PJ's been working out.
And we've landed on
12 packs of cocktail franks.
Packs of cocktail franks from McKinnon's Market and Super Butcher Shop. So have a fantastic Thanksgiving dinner and stuff the turkey with franks.
Thanks
so much. Okay. Have a great one. Okay.
Everybody.
Okay.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Okay. Coming up next right here on the Lorna Waddy Morning Show. This is rather an interesting. This is an amazing story. The near kidnapping of Hank. That took place yesterday.
I feel thankful to be here today.
You're lucky to be here. You're
it
lucky
was a close call.
Oh, okay, my plot ruined.
In the, in the meantime, would you bring us up speed on the news this morning?
They got Patty Hearst, but I got away.
Yep. So this is really a big deal because there is indeed drama that took place yesterday with the near kidnapping of Hank Morse.
I have a lot to be thankful for this Thanksgiving.
Yes, you do.
You know, I've been struggling. I broke my leg, my ankle. Tibia and fibula back in September, September 8th.
And by the way, this was a severe break. This is similar to the break that Alex Smith had in the what they described as a gruesome injury in the football game over the weekend here. And
luckily, my leg wasn't pointing to California like his leg was. It was pointing in the right direction.
But the only difference is you didn't have the compound fracture, right. But it was really tough. Okay.
So I get a ride every day. My friends pick me up. They're so great. They pick me up at 4:30. They take me to work.
You have a great group of friends.
Can't drive
I do. I'm lucky. Yeah. And then I take the ride home. Now, the ride is this service provided by the MBTA and Mass Department of Transportation, and it's subsidized. And if you've got, for instance, I have a temporary disability, but there are people that have permanent disabilities, and they'll take them wherever they need to go.
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, Leo, who works here in our office, bring him to work every day.
Every day. Terrific. So I scheduled the ride yesterday. Now, I had to go in for an interview at the ride yesterday because they want to...
They don't want anybody scamming the ride.
They don't want anybody to scam them. Yeah. So rather than having your doctor send something on a piece of paper that said, listen, this is condition, this is the time frame that he'll probably need to use the ride, they have you come into the ride. They want to assess you themselves.
You know what? Just say that Hank was annoyed that he had to do this. Okay,
there's some negativity toward me coming out of you already.
No negativity. I want everyone to have all the facts. So you are a little bit annoyed that you had to take the ride over to get permission to take the ride in future
I was a bit annoyed.
Yeah, you okay?
Because it's a total time suck.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah,
perfect.
It is a time suck.
Setting the stage.
They could get a note from your doctor.
Right.
Yeah.
But bureaucracy is not efficient.
So I'm supposed to be picked up at 10:33. And now there are two ride locations you can go to. There's one in Charlestown, and there's also one on Mass Ave in Boston.
Of
they
course.
Hadn't told me which one I was going to go to, but I knew the ride was picking me up, and it didn't matter if I went to Charlestown or to Mass Ave.
Right, yeah.
So 10:30, 10:33, 10:35, 10:40, 10:50, the ride's not here. I call and say, hey, my ride's not here. Yeah, well, he's on Morrissey Boulevard. He's at the Star Market. Well, that's number 35 Morrissey Boulevard. They pick me up every single day at 55 Morrissey Boulevard. They said, go outside. I said, it's raining. Go outside. He'll be there in a couple of minutes. 15 minutes go by. The guy finally shows up. Now, we're approximately 75 yards from the Star Market, maybe 100 on the far side.
Right, yeah.
Finally, the guy, he pulls up. I go outside, and I said, geez, where were you? Well, I was at the Star Market. I said, no, they told me. I said, we're 55 Morrissey Boulevard. He said, well, that didn't have a number on it. I said, well, why would you go somewhere that doesn't have a number on it?
So you started fighting with
him
right away.
So again,
would you say that? That's a legitimate question?
I feel like it's a legitimate question. My question is how was your tone?
It was kind of like this. Hey, we're number 55. How come you were at Star Market? And he said, I said, they're number 45, but you were there for a half hour.
Okay, I just.
And here's the thing. If you're 5 minutes late getting down to be picked up by the ride,
they'll take off.
They leave.
They leave.
Right.
Yeah.
So why would he sit there for a half hour?
Right. Okay.
So I'm late for my appointment.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
Now I'm late for my appointment. So he said, well, it's not my fault. I was coming from West Roxbury. Now I have to say, the majority of the people that work for the ride are very helpful and very, very nice.
Yes.
But there are a few that don't want to help you at all. So this isn't an indictment of the whole process, but. This one particular gentleman, and there have been several like him, they weren't real helpful.
Okay.
Yeah.
So he said, yeah, don't blame me. I was in West Roxbury when I was coming. I said, well, you were at the Star Market for a half hour, but fine. I get on to the ride. I go up. Do you need the lift? Yes, I need the lift because I have a scooter. I can't climb stairs. I get into position. We start to take off. So he's got a little GPS computer, and I'm not sure if I'm going to Charlestown or if I'm going to Mass Ave.
Yeah.
And he says, I say to him, which office are we going to? And instead of just telling me, he said, well, you're supposed to know where you're going. You know where you're going.
And I it's said, on.
I said, no.
Yep. Game's on. Game's
no,
on.
I said, I really don't. They didn't identify which office I was going to. He goes, yeah, well, you should know where you're going. So now we're driving along. I said, I don't know where I'm going. Where am I going? Well, you should really know that information. He wouldn't tell me. So at that point, if I hadn't gotten to the point where I was going to call the police and report my kidnapping, I was a little nervous.
Takes a little heated even retelling. And,
I know. You know what the problem is? I can advocate for myself, as I was doing.
Yeah.
But there are some people that take the ride that cannot do that.
Of course.
And that's where it really gets my goat, is that sometimes they treat you like you're a third-class citizen. And so finally, as we're driving along, I take a picture of his GPS and his computer, and I blow it up on my phone.
So you can see it, yeah.
And I said, oh, we're going to 1000 Mass Ave, aren't we? So you knew all along. It has all my information. My name, where I'm being picked up, 55 Morrissey Boulevard, not the Star Market. So I decide, you know what? I'm not going to put up with this. So I call the ride.
Ratchet up.
Okay,
ratchet
see,
up.
Yeah,
ratchet
this. Up.
I want to complain about the driver.
While the driver is driving.
No, he's 6 feet in front of me.
Oh, boy.
Oh, right? Boy. So,
but
yeah.
But I want him to know. I said, you
I'm
can't,
uncomfortable right now.
You
can't,
I know.
You can't treat me like this.
Yep.
You can't treat the passengers like this. All right? I said, so you're messing with me is what you're doing. So I get on the phone. I said, yeah, I want to file a complaint. It's, you know, it's bus number, blah, 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 blah.
Yep.
So at that point, he picks up his walkie-talkie. Yeah, could you have security meet us when we arrive for this guy's appointment?
It's like
this
a game like, of chicken. It's like Angry Man Chicken.
It's jerk chicken.
And I raise you one.
It's jerk chicken.
Yeah. That's right. It's jerk chicken. It's tasty.
You're a jerk. No, you're a jerk. I'll show you a jerk. Yeah. I'm a jerk.
He goes,
you're
this guy is he's kind of yelling at me. He's not treating me well. I'm like, I'm not treating you well. You won't tell me where I'm going.
See,
you're practically kidnapping me.
I feel like you're definitely right. I mean, the way that this man treated you, I think you're right. I just think that revenge is best served cold in this situation. You get out of the vehicle, go about your day, and then do all that stuff, like report him and stuff like that.
He needs to be put on notice that you can't do this to people, and I put him on notice.
I guarantee he doesn't care.
Just like the rest of the ride.
Okay, would you bring us up to speed on what's happening?
Thank God he wasn't driving me home after my appointment. Well, listen. Did you hear what Paul Pierce said? Hall of Famer?
Yep.
Former captain?
Yep.
He says the Celtics are the biggest disappointment so far in the NBA.
Whoa.
I mean, he's calling out the green. Celts host the lousy Knicks tonight at the TD Garden. Celts 9-8. They've lost 6 of their last 9. The Knicks are awful, 4-14. Tip time at 7:30. Pregame at 7 with Grandy and Max. And you can hear it all right here on 105.7 WROR. Bruins on the road tonight. They play in Detroit. Patrice Bergeron out 4 weeks with a shoulder and back injury. Zdeno Chara out 4-6 with a knee injury.
Wow.
Not a good situation. Hey, my favorite guy, David Price. Oh, what a guy. He'd make a good ride driver. David Price named the American League Comeback Player of the Year after coming back from elbow problems last year. He was 16-7, won 2 big games in the World Series. Patriots gearing up for Sunday's matchup in New Jersey against the Jets. Tom Brady's only thrown 1 touchdown pass in the last 3 games. Is Tom Brady losing the Tom versus Time battle? Please go to WROR.com. Check out my More Sun Sports podcast because I give you my take, but also we hear what Bob Ryan and Scott Zolak had to say last week on the Lauren and Wally show.
You going to give the T driver's take on that too?
I'm not going to ask him. Hey, the match between Tiger and Phil Mickelson is set for Friday. $9 million on the line. It'll be donated to charity. NFL Thanksgiving triple header tomorrow. Chicago and Detroit. Cowboys host the Redskins. The Falcons are in New Orleans. And tomorrow, it's the 131st meeting of the Medford Mustangs and the Malden Golden Tornadoes, their annual Thanksgiving Day game, the second oldest continuous high school football rivalry in the country. All right, Malden does lead 65-55-10 over that series.
What's the spread on this, if anybody would be interested?
Actually, you want to know what? It's going to be a pretty good matchup between both teams. A lot of games, though, have been moved to today.
Too cold.
Because of the cold weather. So good luck to all the high school teams, and that's a look at sports.
Thank you. Okay, coming up next, we got a bell buster for you. All about Thanksgiving turkeys.
Yes, we do. And actually, it's brought to you by another bird, Eagle Bank. I'm going to call Joel. His birthday falls right around Thanksgiving, so he loves it. But his wife is taking the family out to a restaurant for Thanksgiving. He's not happy about it.
Uh-huh.
So I'm going to call Joel from the restaurant with an authentic Mayflower Thanksgiving meal.
Cranberries, you have potatoes, you have sweet potato pie.
Those kind of foods would not keep on a vessel.
This does not sound like what we want for our Thanksgiving dinner, okay?
Well, the main course is very delicious.
What's the main meal?
It's a dried cow tongue that's been salted. We have dried and groomed. Very historically accurate.
You have a dried cow tongue. Where's the turkey?
He's like, Louie, what is that? What is? I'm like, I don't know. What is
the Lauren and Wally Show?
We know that that's the original one.
On 105.7 WROR. The Brian Bell Buster. Mornings on the 50s. The Lauren and Wally Show. 105.7 WROR.
All right, Debbie wants to get her husband Joel for his birthday because it falls right around Thanksgiving. Now, Joel is not happy that the family's going out for Thanksgiving dinner, so I'm going to call him from the completely made-up restaurant and not make him feel any better.
Hello?
Good morrow, good sir. Might I speak with Debbie?
Good morrow, good sir. No, Debbie's my wife, and she's not here.
I'm calling because ye hath a Thanksgiving dinner reservation.
Yeah, she did. She made, we made a reservation. Who is this?
Yes, this is John Alden from the Authentic Pilgrim Restaurant.
Is that where she made the reservation? For Thanksgiving?
Yes.
Yeah, sounds great. It's my favorite holiday. I'm looking forward to it.
Yes, we have a traditional pilgrim meal ready for everyone with a fixed menu. And
as long as I can take some leftovers home, I'm happy.
Oh, lots of leftovers. There's always lots of leftovers.
Thanksgiving, of course there is.
Yes, we have an authentic meal prepared for everyone. What the pilgrims actually ate on the Mayflower on their journey to the New World.
What do you mean, what the pilgrims actually ate? No, we can't know.
Yes, historically accurate.
It's also historically accurate that I have a daughter who's, gluten intolerant. Would you want to tell me what the meal is? Because this is actually... This is important because Sarah can't eat certain things. But
there are some excellent gluten-free options here, actually. Some of the appetizers, Mayflower, some of the things that would keep well on a long journey, honey, hard cheeses, olives, garlic, dried lentils, salted anchovies, all that you can eat.
Are you kidding me? That's our Thanksgiving.
Well, then we do have the bread course. The pilgrim's main diet actually was a cracker-like biscuit. So we have some biscuits. They're called hardtack. Very delicious. Probably not gluten-free.
Okay, wait a minute. Dude, my daughter's not going to eat hard-packed bread and salted anchovies and old cheese for Thanksgiving.
We also have salt pork, some dried meats, pickled foods.
Cranberries, you have potatoes, you have sweet potato pie. I mean, this is what we eat on Thanksgiving.
For the journey, those kind of foods would not keep on a vessel. So we have a very authentic, in fact, fresh meat and dairy spoiled quite easily and could not be taken along. So we have a selection of dried fruits like raisins.
What?
Do you like raisins?
Spoil very quickly. You know what? This does not sound.
Some hasty pudding.
Rude, this does not sound like what we want for our Thanksgiving dinner, okay?
Well, the main course is very delicious. Main course, we have...
What's the main meal?
It's a dried cow tongue that's been salted. We have dried legumes, fermented fish sauce called garum. Very historically accurate.
You have a dried cow tongue. Where's the turkey?
You know, a lot of people don't know that turkey was not actually served at the first Thanksgiving.
Okay, you know what? My 9-year-old daughter doesn't need to know that, so I'll tell you what. I'm going to cancel our reservation.
Well, this was paid in advance. Debbie paid in advance for everyone's reservation, so it is all paid up.
How much are you charging for this Thanksgiving meal, buddy?
It's $39.99 per person, so that's... and, of course, the primary beverage. I don't know if you knew this. Even the children, they all drank beer. So we have beer only.
My kid's not drinking beer at Thanksgiving. She's 9 years old. Cancel the reservation, okay? I don't know which credit card to use, but cancel the reservation. I don't even know how you get people to your restaurant. What the hell is this?
This is an authentic, historic Thanksgiving meal.
This is my favorite holiday. It falls 2 days before my birthday. I want you to cancel our reservation, okay? It's America, okay? This is why the pilgrims came over. Just cancel it. Are we done here?
Well, you should speak with Debbie before we cancel anything.
What happened to the accent?
Well, this is Brian Bell from the Lauren and Wally Show. Joel?
Oh, my God. Oh,
this is a Brian Bell buster. Debbie wanted to say happy birthday and knows how much you love your Thanksgiving dinner.
Oh, whoa. Wow, I guess I should have known with the cow tongue crap, right? Oh, my God.
But we just wanted to say happy birthday, and thanks for listening to the Lauren and Wally Show.
I will never listen again, but thank you.
Have a great Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Hey, good win one. Some, you lose some.
Got someone you want us to call? Tell us who at the Lauren and Wally page of WROR.com. The Brian Bellbuster. Mornings on the 50s. 105.7 WROR.
So day after tomorrow's Black Friday, and you think Black Friday shopping is a complete waste of time, right?
It's for suckers. Yep. Every year, I'm like, why would you deal with that to save a couple of bucks? I mean, the deals are okay, but you can find similar deals before Black Friday, after Black Friday. I contend that you can find whatever you need at CVS on Christmas Eve.
Okay,
and I just think it's crazy.
Okay, now, but not everybody agrees with you. Okay, Sonny, you're a confirmed Black Friday shopping. Good morning.
Good morning. So, my mother and I go Black Friday shopping every year. We will not shop on Thanksgiving, but we go up every year. We saved over $1,000 shopping between midnight and 5:30 a.m. last year.
Okay, what was the best deal you got?
We got $750 worth of jewelry for $75.
Wow.
Whoa. Anybody else get a good deal?
All for Black Friday shopping. My sister got my coach. She told me after, of course. You know, I couldn't give her the benefit of the doubt yet. She got my coach pocketbook that was like $450. She got it for $60.
Okay, that's pretty good.
Yeah, but what's your sister?
Yeah, we have two cars that go every year. We make Christmas hats. We have a plan in place. We are avid Black Friday shoppers. Honestly, it's worth it. For those of you that are on a budget, it's worth it.
Okay, well thank you for calling.
Yeah.
Okay, appreciate
that. They make it fun.
Yeah.
Now, that's the thing that seems like a fun thing.
It's not the deal, it's the experience.
It's the experience.
Yeah.
But,
and it's kind of a group activity
for
them.
Yes, exactly.
Them,
and if
good.
You go with a buddy, I feel like a buddy system is necessary when it comes to Black Friday
shopping.
I
wouldn't think you'd go into it alone.
No, because it looks dangerous.
And remember, when you're talking about saving money on jewelry, that's the biggest sucker punch of all, because jewelry is the area where they can cut 70. The average cut discount on jewelry is 73%. And they still make money on it.
Yeah, so who's the sucker?
Yeah. So there you go.
105.7 WROR. Lauren and Wally.
Welcome to another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. As today's action-packed drama begins, Ephus has just left $3 Dewey's following a few too many beers with Lem when he's pulled over by Officer Snuffy Dubois. Can we hear?
License and registration, please.
Well, what seems to be the problem, officer?
Well, you was weaving all over the road and doing about 12 in a 50-mile-an-hour zone, so you're going to have to take a breathalyzer.
Oh, I can't do that.
Why not?
Well, I have emphysema, and my lung might collapse.
Well, then I'll give you a blood test.
Can't do that.
Why not?
Hemophiliac. Might bleed to death.
Well, then pee in this jar and we'll do a urine test.
No can do.
Because?
Diabetic. Sugar loss could cause a coma.
Then I guess you're just going to have to step out of that truck and walk a straight line.
Sorry, officer, but I don't think I can do that either.
And just why can't you do that?
Well, look at me. I'm completely shit-faced.
Join us again soon for another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine.
Yeah.
Right here on the Lorna Wally Morning Show.
Like, how do we have this? Like, nobody made this.
The Lorna and Wally Show.
You know, we got connections where we could have reached out to other sources.
On 105.7 WROR.
This is what you've been waiting for. This is what we've been training for. Yes, it's time for the Bob Ryan Report, brought to you by Clinton Savings Bank, an experience you can bank on. And now here he is, Mr. Everything. And sometimes people wonder, why we call him Mr. Everything? Because he is. He's a man for all seasons.
He and sure
I mean,
is.
Not just sports seasons. I mean, he's a consistent contributor to Win a Grand in 60 Seconds and where he gets his questions.
And loves a good Broadway musical.
Yes, he does. Good morning, Mr. Everything. How you doing?
Good morning, good morning. You can continue to lavish praise on me. I won't object.
Okay. So,
he's an excellent dancer, too.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. And he makes his own clothes. So, could we start off with the Celtics? And they're really beginning to receive some major criticism now, Bob.
I'm concerned. Yeah. That doesn't mean I'm panicked. I'm almost a little angry. I don't think they need any new players. They just need to play better. They are not meshing. It's not working. The addition of Gordon Hayward has seemed to have dislodged Jaylen Brown. Jaylen Brown has been awful. Jason Tatum is not the same refreshing presence that he was at the end of last year. I hope. Yes. I don't know this. I'm not around him every day. I hope that that his notoriety has not gone to his head. I thought he was an extremely level-headed and dream, you know, prospect.
You know, Bob, my son Sam is worried that the off-season workouts with Kobe might have gotten to Tatum's head.
Well, yeah, the young man may be very prescient. I don't know. Something. And then Terry Rozier, we all worried about him because he was the one that was going to have the biggest adjustment, losing so much of his playing time now that Kyrie Irving is back. And he hasn't really played very well. Now, it's not even barely the quarter pole, and they certainly have lots of time to straighten things out. But I don't like what I've seen. They've got some terrible losses. They've blown some leads in the fourth quarter. It has not worked the way it should work. But I don't think the answer means they have to get rid of anybody. Or they just have to figure it, pull themselves together. And I have faith. We spent all a lot of time praising Brad Stevens. This is his first real serious crisis. It's all been wonderfully up on the graph since he started. The first year was a honeymoon year. He could have gone 1-81. Nobody would have cared.
Yeah.
And now we get to the point where they were a big favorite to win the East. So it's just concerned. They got to start tonight. Yeah.
Well,
Knicks.
They finally started putting Hayward off the bench for a change.
Yeah, they went to that. You're trying to find the unit chemistry. You're trying to find something that. You know, works. I mean, the players can play basketball. We have got a lot of good players. I said continually before the season that, well, yes, we know Golden State had the best four players than any one team, but nobody had more 1-12 or 10 better good players than the Celtics. I'm not going to abandon that. They just have to start playing better.
Do you think that the young guys, Bob, they're afraid to step up because they don't want to offend Kyrie because he's the 800-pound gorilla in that team?
Well, you know, see, these are kind of things. That certainly is a premise I can't refute. I don't know. I just know, and Kyrie's had some spectacular games. You know, he's not selfish. He is an intimidating. I mean, he is a strong presence. I'll put it that way. I do not know if he intimidates them, but he certainly is the alpha dog. There's no question about that.
Okay, now. It's not always well in Patriot land either.
No, and so much of that is attributable to injury and who's not there. Particularly, there's an excellent story in the Globe. I haven't seen the Herald yet today, but there's an excellent story in the Globe about the running game and the direct cause and effect of when they played very well, when they averaged 40 points a game for 3 days. It was when they could run the ball. And Sony Michel is very important to this team now. They need to get Rex Burkhead back because we say that all the time. We always need to get Rex Burkhead back.
And he gets hurt again.
He's hurt all the time, and that's too bad because he's a really nice player when he is ready to go. Of course, then there's Gronk, and Gronk has had a completely off year, one touchdown way back when. Need to get him out there being, you know, maybe he'll never be the 100% of Gronk that we knew, but 80% of Gronk is still a great player. They need him back. I'm not panicking there either, and they got a break the other night in that tremendous game because Kansas City lost,
and that was a break. They
could have put themselves ahead of the pack. So that was important because it would have been even better if the Jaguars had held on against the Steelers on Sunday. That was crucial. That was critical. That would have really helped the Patriots. But, hey, the big game, assuming they take care of business in the next couple of weeks against teams that they are their inferior, you know, circle your calendar for the 16th of December. That's when they play the Steelers.
Gotcha.
Yeah. And
gotcha.
That's an extremely important game.
I mean, I'm glad that the Chiefs lost, but, boy, that game was kind of scary to watch,
fun, wasn't
it?
That
wow,
was fun.
Can you imagine?
I know that the purists, I certainly respect when people love their game and they want to see it played the way they feel is the proper way. And there were a lot of people who were offended by that game because they said, well,
awesome.
They have all these rules to favor the offense. And when a team scores 50 points and loses, it's not a good thing. I happen to love it. It was an exciting, incredible game. Absolutely, positively, and yet, you know, that when it's all said and done, I don't think either of them are the best team right now. I think the best team are the Saints.
Yeah. Hey, Bob, you're a purist. Let's talk high school football. A lot of schools have canceled the games for tomorrow because of the cold. Are you okay with them?
I was thinking about that when I got up this morning about that. You know, first of all, I was thinking about all those years I covered so many of those high school games on Thanksgiving, you know, and some of the great games I saw, St. John's Prep game, it was really fantastic. BC High, CM, all kinds of. Yeah, it's and I the conditions, yeah, you don't want to people would be miserable at the game. You want the but it's football. It's the fall. I was a little surprised. I mean,
you think they're being babies?
Well, I don't want to go that far. But
okay,
I mean,
okay. Just didn't want to put words in your mouth.
Spectators than the players. Players play. I just don't think that. I think it's about people. I'm guessing, but I know I saw the one. Who was it? Somebody that where they had a uproar and they had to change their decision to do this.
That Braintree?
Braintree, yeah.
Braintree. You know, yeah. They got shouted down. You know, people said, no, it's Thanksgiving. We want the game on Thanksgiving.
Yeah. I just don't want some poor sophomore to get a tuba stuck to his face.
That's right.
That's right.
Lucky they didn't have to cancel that Braintree game in Mexico City.
And by the way, after I think they needed to cancel post that game in Mexico City, but the field in L.A. wasn't so hot either.
Gotcha.
People were slipping all over the place. So, anyway, it's too bad when Thanksgiving doesn't go off the way you want, because it really is a wonderful tradition and it's an exciting day for everybody concerned.
Are the Patriots going to win this weekend?
They're going to beat the Jets, but it won't be as easy as the history down there is the Jets playing tough down there.
Hey, Bob, white meat or dark meat?
Oh, right. My God.
Okay. Really?
Okay.
Get it.
Okay.
White meat and plenty of good stuffing and cranberry sauce, and just open up the ocean spray and put it in the dish. That's all you got to do.
Okay, out of the can.
Right out of the can. That's all you need to do.
Okay, you still got the ridges on it from the can, right?
Oh yeah.
Okay, and
supporting a local industry.
Shameless plugs.
Shameless plugs. Yes, the Bob Ryan Boston. Excuse me. Sports Reporters podcast with Mitch Albom and Mike Lupica will be on tomorrow morning. We're dropped every Monday and Friday morning. We do it. We have a great time. And then around the horn, the schedule comes out today, and I'll definitely be on either Monday or Tuesday next week. So, of course, you want to check and, check your local listing.
Obviously.
As they say.
Okay.
And have a great Thanksgiving, everybody.
Okay, happy Thanksgiving.
Eat as much as you can, and we'll talk to you next week, okay?
Okay.
There's your Bob Ryan report this morning.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
Okay, I'm very excited because all the husbands hate Hugh Jackman, Chrissy Teigen's strange Sports Illustrated cause, but first, Tom Brady is crazy. Hey, Tom Brady, who do you want to play you? Who do you
going
want to play
with
in a movie?
Mark Wahlberg, a Boston legend, Dorchester, one of the just grind it out kind of guys. So he'd be my choice.
Oh, my God.
That's insane. He's, as Hank said, a foot too short.
Mark Wahlberg's 5'7". Yeah, Tom Brady's 6'4".
They don't look anything alike. They're completely different. That's like me wanting Chrissy Teigen to play me in a movie. All right? That's just not making any sense. But we know the perfect person to play Tom Brady in a movie.
Who?
It has to be Ivan Sergei from Mother May I Sleep with Danger.
Totally.
Looks like him.
He looks exactly like Tom Brady.
It's the role Ivan was born to play. They are identical
twins. Google it.
Really?
But you don't have to Google him. Everyone's seen Mother May I Sleep with Danger.
Listen, I'd go with Brian Bell. Brian Bell looks like Tom Brady a little bit.
You think so?
I do.
Wow.
Okay. I can't be the first person who said that.
Are you serious?
No, you're the first person who's ever said that.
No, I think there's a resemblance there.
Ben Affleck would be better.
Yeah, he's got two arms.
If you're going to Boston, that group of Boston guys, like Ben is at least a little taller than Mark Wahlberg.
Who would you want to play you in a movie?
Ben Affleck.
Oh, okay.
Well, John Candy's dead in my case.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, Chrissy Teigen has the strangest Sports Illustrated clause. She has a no feet clause in her Sports Illustrated contract because I guess her feet are totally gnarly. And she can she buries them in the sand whenever she does a shoot or something like that. And that is part of her contract, which is kind of amazing. And finally, may I just say that Hugh Jackman is the best husband ever, and all the husbands now hate him because he was at an award show on Monday and he thanked his wife, Deborah Lee Furness, and you've got to hear it. This is what he had to say.
Deb, you have taught me that life is actually never defined by the highlight reels, even though, by the way, I love the reels. Thank you so much. Whoever put those together, I was like, wow. Except for the Bo Derek scene. We could have missed that one today. But you really have told me that life is not defined by those. Life actually happens in between that. Life happens when the camera is not rolling. You've believed in me when I couldn't. You've loved me with a passion and a depth that I didn't even know existed, and I don't think I even felt that I deserved. You have pushed and encouraged me when I was scared to venture out. You have smiled me into smiling. You have sung me into singing. You have loved me into loving. And like everything I do in my life, I share this with you. I love you.
Oh, my God. Is that the best?
Yeah, what a loser.
Man.
That was very well done.
Wow, we could put that on a card.
I know.
I'll just sign my name to it. That'd be great.
I get a little weepy when I hear that.
And then your claws would pop out. It was kind of a cool thing.
Anyway, let that be a lesson to you animals.
Yeah.
The Lauren and Wally Show. 105.7 WROR.
105.7 WROR.
The Lauren and Wally Show.
This is Grand in 60 Seconds.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to play the game this morning. Win a grand in 60 seconds. Now let's meet our contestant. He's in the environmental management business. His name is Brian LaPierre, and he's from Whitman, Massachusetts. Good morning, Brian, and welcome to the Lauren and Wally Morning Show.
Good morning.
How you doing today?
Wonderful. Happy Thanksgiving.
Hey, happy Thanksgiving to you. Tell us, Brian, are you ready to move into the holiday season now?
I'm trying.
It'd be good to move in with a win and an extra $1,000 from Century Bank, wouldn't it?
Absolutely.
I would like for you to meet the quiz mistress this morning.
Yeah,
Lauren Beckham Falcone is right here. Say good morning to her.
Ball gag.
Good morning.
Okay, it's a whole different game.
Okay, sweet talk her a little bit. You might get easier questions. Okay. So here's the way to play it. The game will work.
I know the ball gag.
You threw him in ball gag.
For our English speaking listeners, here's the way the game works. LBF, the quiz mistress, will give you 10 questions in a time frame of 60 seconds. Your job is to give her 10 correct answers. You don't know one, say pass, move on. You come back at the end, you got time left, you get them all right, you get $1,000 from Century Bank. Are you ready to play?
Excellent.
Okay, here we go. Let's play Win a Grand in 60 seconds.
What's 80 times 11?
880.
What band sings Centerfold?
Jay Giles.
What type of lettuce does the CDC recommend you not eat due to E. coli?
Romaine.
Which Red Sox pitcher was nicknamed the Spaceman?
Billy.
In which city is the first public beach located?
Sandwich.
On the Jeffersons, George Jefferson owned a chain of what kind of stores?
Dry cleaners.
Mary Ash was the founder of what company?
Bath.
True or false, the most common street name in the United States is Washington Street.
False.
What kind of beer was being smuggled across state lines in Smokey and the Bandit?
Coors.
How many syllables comprise a haiku?
Two. Oh.
Mary Ash was the founder of what company?
Oh!
Oh my God, you are really good.
Time's expired. I mean, you were on fire there. You got seven of those correct.
That's really good.
It was very,
yeah,
very good.
You were,
excellent
you know
job.
What? Impressive. Very impressive.
Very, very impressive.
The first city, in which city is the first public beach located? That's Revere Beach. I never knew
who
it.
Knew?
So here Revere we are beach. Learning something. Mary Ash was the founder of Mary Kay Cosmetics. And how many syllables comprise a haiku? 17. So it's 575.
Hey, no problems, though, because we have a fabulous consolation.
I just want to give a shout-out to Ed Franklin, who supplied some of those excellent questions.
Thank you.
Oh, hey,
yeah.
Ed. All right,
Ed Franklin from Canton.
Okay, here we go. This is your consolation prize. You got the entire copy of The Eagles' Legacy. It's a 12-CD DVD Blu-ray box set. This is an incredible collector's item. It's in stores now, courtesy of Elektra and Asylum. And thank you very much for playing the game today. And it's always good to talk to somebody who's in the environmental business. It's
excellent.
I keep one of those little bags in my car, you know, one of those little trash bags.
You do?
And it's really convenient because when it's full, you just throw it out the window.
Oh, my God.
So listen, you
He's
have a
monster.
Have a who, don't pollute.
Have a great day, okay?
Have a wonderful weekend.
Okay,
happy Thanksgiving.
Too. Hey, so you want to play the game? You can do it, but you got to register. Log on to WROR.com. So, coming up right here on the Lorna Wally Morning Show.
How you can be the best little elf in the city of Boston. We have a solution for you. It's going to make you a good person this holiday season.
You think the elf on the shelf is cool? Wait till you hear what you can be. Okay, thrill seekers, we got to talk to you about something very important this morning. You know, probably since you were really, really small, pretty much all your life, you've always heard things like, "'Tis more blessed to give than it is to receive."
And you've been ignoring it.
Okay. Yeah. What is it? Oh, no, no, no. Hear me, you know, quoting scripture here on the Lauren Wally Morning Show. But and you're thinking, sure, right. But it really isn't. In this particular case, especially because you can give the gift of real Christmas to somebody who would otherwise not have it.
And it's easy.
It's Christmas in the City. We've talked to you about this for years, and it's spectacular.
So basically what happens is the Christmas in the City, they organize this huge party for kids who are living in homeless shelters. And they have everything at this party. They have Santa. They have rides. They transform a place into a winter wonderland. And they have health screenings and dental screenings. And they have, they give them coats and gloves and things like that. But they also fulfill their Christmas wish list by people donating toys. And then you can go to these stores and drop off toys that are on their wish list and through WROR.com, we've partnered with them, so we bring the boxes to their stores, then you fill them, and then we take them back and give them to Christmas in the City, and everybody's happy, and you're a good person.
You basically become Santa Claus for all these kids who would otherwise have absolutely nothing.
At this Winter Wonderland, they provide toys for 4,000 children, most of whom are homeless, but the next day, they provide 10,000 children who couldn't be at that event with toys. It's spectacular. Wow. Jake and Sparky Kennedy started it about 20 years ago.
I mean, how incredible is that? That's a total of 14,000 kids who would, believe me, not have a Christmas. They would not have anything. Now, and they not only get a toy, they get the toy that they individually requested.
Yeah, there's a wish list on ChristmasInTheCity.org.
Yeah, and we've been out. I know LBF went out.
Yes.
Hank, you went out.
You're dropping off today, right, Hank?
We're doing all the work for you. It's very easy.
I'm going to be at Boston Physical Therapy and Wellness in Winchester at 10:30. I'll be at George Gray's Lexington Toyota at 11, and then at the New England Olive Oil Company in Concord at 11:30. Come on by, drop off a toy.
Where did you do your drop-offs?
I was in Franklin at Accurate Heat Air Services, and then Abbott's Frozen Custard in Needham, and they also have one in Brighton, and they're collecting toys.
Yeah, and then you can also stop in. Here's some other businesses that are participating with us. Yep. And if you have a business, you can still sign up at WROR.com. You can go to D's Keys Dueling Piano Bar in Boston.
I want to go to that one.
Yeah, that sounds fun. DJ's Market and Deli in Boston, Bay State Martial Arts in Woburn. Thank you, Brian, for putting one there. So it's an easy way for you to really do something great for these kids.
And all you have to do is log on to WROR.com. All the information is there. And then you register. We get back to you. We'll bring everything you need. Then we'll come and pick up the toys, and we'll bring them back. We take them over to Christmas in the City. You can't imagine. To put this party, it's a 100% volunteer organization.
Yeah, it's amazing.
And to do this without all the volunteers and all the donations, this would cost hundreds of thousands of dollars to do. So we need your help on it, okay? Log on to WROR.com. We really, really do appreciate it.
It'll make you feel good.
Yes.
It really will. Even you. So, coming up next on the Lorna White Morning Show, would you like to do the Pilgrim Quiz?
Yes.
Okay, because Thanksgiving is tomorrow.
All right.
And you think you know a lot about pilgrims, right? So we'll give you the Pilgrim Quiz. We'll just ask you four questions.
Okay.
And it'll just be true or false about the pilgrims.
I'm going to get them all wrong.
You think so? Okay. In the meantime,
The Lorne and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
You smell that?
Yeah.
You know what that is, don't you? That's turkey.
Okay.
That's turkey. Trust me, it's turkey. Okay. So, ladies
that's
and
the problem. We don't trust
dads,
you.
Boys and girls, tomorrow is Thanksgiving Day, the most fabulous meal in the entire world. Okay, so we thought perhaps we should do due respect to the pilgrims this morning.
Sure.
Taking the pilgrim quiz. Find out if you really know anything about the pilgrims. So it's just a four question quiz, and it's true or false, so let's find out. So. Okay, question number one. Is everybody ready to take the quiz?
Ready.
Okay, question number one. The pilgrims landed at Plymouth Rock. True or false?
I know this is false.
You think that's false?
I know where they landed.
Okay.
Where?
Okay. Where'd they land?
Provincetown.
Yeah, that's right. They landed on the Cape. Mm-hmm. Landed, it's a big misconception.
They went to the tea dance, and it was fabulous.
Yeah. Okay. And, they went up to, as a matter of fact.
I saw some guys with buckles, but they were not on their shoes in Provincetown.
Okay. Next,
oh, boy.
Next question, then.
Yeah.
The pilgrims were boring and always wore nothing but black. True or false?
False.
That is correct. It is false. The pilgrims, their actual descriptions in the memoirs from the pilgrims from Plymouth Colony, and they referred to red, blue, green, yellow, and orange clothing, and no references to buckles on the hat.
When
they have the buckle on the hat?
Yeah, just
on the
mass
pike.
They were like the Rainbow Coalition.
Exactly. Yeah. Okay, here's the next one.
Yes, exactly.
The pilgrims came to America in search of religious freedom.
True.
False. False. They came to him. They actually went to Holland first, where they had plenty of religious freedom. But you know why they didn't want to stay in Holland?
Too many tulips.
No jobs.
Wooden shoes.
It was a job issue. They had no jobs.
Very uncomfortable.
Because they were, you know, they got tired of sanding wooden shoes.
Okay.
There was nothing else to do.
Well, the women didn't want to go Dutch.
There you go. Okay, you're right. Exactly. Precisely, Hank. Nice. Eh? Okay, your last, your final question about
that's
the
pilgrims. That's a good one.
The pilgrims. The pilgrims. Thanksgiving was the first American Thanksgiving.
No. False.
False is correct. The Native Americans had a Thanksgiving all the time. You know,
yeah.
Like, they had lots of Thanksgiving dinners. They just didn't call it Thanksgiving.
They called it dinner.
They called it dinner. The first known use of Thanksgiving was 1674, 53 years after the Pilgrims' Thanksgiving, as a matter of fact.
Oh, okay.
Were Sacagawea and Pocahontas close friends? That's what I want to know.
I think they probably were. Yeah, probably. But only one got a coin.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Okay, so there you go. That's your Pilgrim quiz this morning right here on the 101 Morning Show. Okay. You did very well. Okay.
Three out of four
ain't bad. In the immortal words of Almost Meatloaf. And now,
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.